Life Recipe 108. We return to our series on the book of Job, sharing these biblical truths for everyday living, how we can bring in this ancient text into our day-to-day, into our relationships, to show up and be our higher self, our self that is love and light, and all that is God is in you too. And we looked at the book of Job, who demonstrates the wisdom and character of God to help us move through challenging experiences. The last episode, we looked at acceptance and understanding. And today we're going to look at how we can move forward with faith instead of fear, knowing that with faith we have our power, whereas in fear we are little, we are weak, we are not our higher self, and we are not able to tap into all the powers that are possible when we are moving forward from that place of fear. Of course, being afraid is one of the human emotions. It's natural, it's part of life, and there are things at times that will scare us. But if we stay in that place, knowing that emotions are energy in motion, meaning that we can notice that feeling of fear. We need it at times. It helps keep us safe. It helps us not do things that could cause harm. Yet, if our minds stay in that place of fear, we may not be doing and living and creating all that we are here to be, because that's not our truth. That's not our essence. And with that greater trust that we learned in this first part of the series, of accepting what is, of knowing that God is and always and everywhere present, and with that, we can move forward in faith. So what happens in the book of Job is that he does good. He works hard. He's a family man. He's kind. He's just. Yet he still experiences hardship and struggle. And we know that's a part of our human experience. As much as we want it not to be at times, because we'd love for it to be comfortable and easy, it's not going to be like that all the time. And we know if it was, it'd be a bit boring, wouldn't it, if we didn't have challenges? Imagine that feeling now of something that you went through that was hard. Visualize it and remember what it felt like. But now that you're done with it, you've overcome it, look back on it and know, wow, there was a lesson in that. You grew through that. You are better, brighter because of that. And that's what these experiences are teaching us. They're bringing us closer to God. They're bringing us closer to the source of love and light and helping us grow into who we are made to be. So as these experiences come up, this struggle, we may begin to question, why? Why is there suffering? And Job did this, yet he knew in his heart that God is always present. He lost sight of it at times, as we do. He felt that God was both distant to reach, while also too close for comfort. In response to Job, God speaks out of a whirlwind. This wording within the story helps us understand the awe that is God. How transcendent and deep and big God's power is, so much so that our human minds cannot fully understand or grasp the power or the mystery. For it's the mystery that allows us to trust and be in that inner knowing without fully grasping it with our human mind. It teaches us to have faith that God is right with us, with all of creation. Yet, God gives us that space and the choice of free will. We get to choose whether we are going to move forward from that faith, from that knowing. It's our choice. And not many of us make the choice to do that. But the more that we do, the more that we tap into that and know that and have faith that God is with us even through those dark days, even through the challenges and hardships and suffering, God is there. And God is helping us find meaning through those experiences. Finding the growth, finding the lesson so that we can show up and be our higher self as we were made to be, our God self that is all powerful. Understanding, imaginative, loving, kind. It is there within us. We have those powers too. So we hear God's voice in the stillness within, yet we can't fully see it with our senses. But if we stay in our senses, right, only what is seen and heard, we won't be able to tap into that power. It's only felt from within. Now, we've known that experience. Think back to a time now where you were in flow. You just rocked it. You were, whether maybe think about a sport experience where you weren't thinking from your mind. You were just in flow. Or maybe a time when something awful did happen and you just went into action and you helped people and you showed up in a way that you still don't even understand. So we can't always understand God in our senses, but we feel it, right? And we know those times when we've been in flow, when we've been in that higher power and did things we didn't even think we were capable of doing. Well, Job teaches us through the story that when we experience troubles, that oftentimes it's because of us. We're to blame because it was that shift of consciousness, that shift back into the senses of only what is seen by our senses, of our limited self, thinking that we were smaller than we were, thinking that we were not capable. When we stay in that consciousness of woe me, of being a victim, of not being power, we move away from our faith and we're in a fearful place. Echoing the affirmation we hear throughout the Bible that we reap what we sow. So what are you sowing? What plants, what seeds are you nourishing? And are they growing into that healthy, strong plant that you are made to be? Well, we all can relate to Job's questioning of why me, of blaming, of staying in that place of shame and guilt because we didn't show up as we wanted to. We didn't do what was in our higher self. We didn't show up as our best self. It happens. We all do this and we learn from these experiences. So you have to give yourself grace in these moments. Grace. And as you do, as you question instead of judging, you just allow and grace will return to you and you'll feel that love of God, of forgiveness, of knowing that you're still in connection with God. God is always there. And it's a mystery that we tap into because it gives us that faith and that peace. And we can relate to Job questioning, but the more we return our consciousness to God's love, to the divine order, we will feel that peace again. We will tap into our power. We'll tap into faith that is ever present and guiding us along and helping us be our best and show up as our higher self. In the New Interpreter's Study Bible, the authors share that in the book of Job, there is a hymn of praise for God, celebrating God's goodness and the awesome mystery that is God. So the more we can believe and be in awe, the more we can trust it, the more we can have faith, the more we can understand that even if we don't get it with our senses right now, we can't see it, we can't fully grasp it, that God is there, God is present. And as we hear in Job chapter 5, verse 8 through 12, as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. He does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water to the fields. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. As we return to these words, to truth, we feel it inside of us. We feel that peace and that presence of God, ever present, omnipotent. Instead of asking where God is in the midst of our pain, we are called to ask ourselves, where are we in our pain? It is up to us to keep the faith, to trust God. And as we do, we will reap the beautiful harvest that God has in store for us. So with that, let us take a moment now to find that peace, to return to that stillness, that ever-present peace within, knowing that it's from this place. Staying in awe of that wonder, of that faith, that we can see all the marvelous things around us. We can see the people in our lives for the wonder that they are, the beauty that they have to share with us, the nature that we see all around us each moment. If we just take a moment to pause and take it in, we can be in awe. And as we stay in awe, we know that life is marvelous. You are marvelous too, because you were created in that image and likeness of source of wonder, of awe. So take a moment to find that stillness, relax your body, maybe even use this guided time to walk. Because we know in meditation, it doesn't have to be sitting in a still place, that you can do and practice meditation as you're walking outside, as even as you're interacting with another person, when you're fully in the experience, experiencing it fully with your senses, allowing yourself to notice what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste. This is being present. This is being mindful and being present for what is. And this is possible. And of course, we practice it by taking mindful breaths, as I'll guide you through now, but know that you can do so with mindful walking, with mindful work of your hands, whether it's doing the dishes, folding clothes, riding a bike, that any time you get really present with what you're doing, you are tapping into the power and the awe of God, because it is a miracle. We can choose to see all these moments that are coming forward for us as the miracle that they are, because there's so much power and so much awe that is happening that we lose sight of, we take advantage of. So with that intention to see the awe, to have faith, and release whatever is worrying us, fearing us, we breathe into that. Breathing in peace, breathing in awe, releasing any fear or worry, knowing that staying in that place, you lose your power. Breathing in peace, breathing out worry or fear. Bring attention now to heart center. Place your hands on your heart. And allow yourself to feel that ease and peace and love that's emanating from you right now. Because you are tapped into source, to light, to love. And with presence, you see all the good that is around you. And when there isn't good, when there's some suffering taking place within you or around you, you ask yourself, how do I see this differently? How do I be love amidst challenge? How do I be light, knowing that you reap what you sow? And if you come forward from a place of light and love, that's what you will get back. In your relationships, in your work, and if it's not showing up yet, knowing and having faith that it will. For it is God who makes the rain, creates the vastness and awe of mountains, majestic waters and seas and animals, all that is. And with that, God made you. And in challenging times, where are you in this? Are you in that place of awe, of love, of faith? And as you do, as you allow that love to emanate from you, to be felt by those around you, and fuel your work, your relationships, your life, that's what you will get back. You will reap the beautiful harvest that God has in store for you. So you breathe into that now and set your intention to be present, to see the good, and to reap that bountiful harvest. Open your eyes and return to that heart intention whenever you need to reset and recenter and return to faith. The light in me honors the light in you.